USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Republicans continue to question fired U.S.-Ukraine Ambassador Maria Yovanovitch, Republican Senator from Utah Chris Stewart asks the former ambassador,
"Do you have any information regarding the President of the United States accepting any bribes?"
"No."
"Do you have any information regarding any criminal activity that the President of the United States has been involved with at all?"
"No."
Two people were left dead and two remain hospitalized after a gunman opened fire at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California. Dr. D.W. Donovan at Providence Holy Cross Medical Center in Mission Hills gives an update on one of the patients that is in critical condition.
Her wound was cleaned out. She's currently recovering. And hopefully should be discharged in the next day or two.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump's former advisor, Roger Stone, has been found guilty of lying to Congress, obstruction of justice, and witness intimidation. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes says he was accused of trying to chase what information WikiLeaks had on Democrats back in 2016.
A legal analyst, Glenn Kirshner, breaking down how much time Stone could now end up facing in prison.
Roger Stone will now be facing statutorily up to 50 years in prison. However, the federal sentencing guidelines will come in with a much lower sentencing range than that.
The 67-year-old Stone was brought to trial as part of the Mueller investigation for his attempts to learn what information WikiLeaks had on hacked Democratic emails during the 2016 election.
Retail sales are on the rise. New numbers out on Friday show they rebounded for a 3% gain. The gains come after a decrease in September. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Department of Education Secretary Betsy DeVos claims that America's education system was so substandard that many future law enforcement officials lack knowledge about one of the most significant events in our nation's history. DeVos says she had a conversation with FBI Director Christopher Wray, and he said that many FBI agents are so young they don't really know what happened on September 11th. Well, this begs the bigger question of, do Americans and do many young people these days understand and know about history? Well, I had a chance to catch up with historian Andrew Roberts. I asked him if there's a lack of history knowledge in the United States and overseas, for that matter.
There is a problem here, definitely, both in the United States and especially in my country, in England. It's rather shocking that in a recent poll, some 25% of British teenagers thought the American War of Independence had been won by Denzel Washington. So there is undoubtedly a problem over in England, and 20% of them thought that Winston Churchill was a fictional character. So, yes, as far as that's concerned, I've been to 26 states in America promoting this book and my previous book, Churchill, Walking with Destiny. And there, actually, I've found a real interest in history, not just American history, but world history.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.